Welcome everyone to DXF 2018 full year earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent background noise. After the presentation, there will be a question and answer session. Please follow the instructions given at that time if you would like to ask questions. For your information, a conference call replay will be available within a few hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.dunxin.us/IR website under the event calendar section. Now I would like to introduce CEO Wei Qizhi, CFO CJ, and IR Manager Claire Chen. Please begin.
Thank you, operator. Good morning and good evening to all participants, and welcome to Dunxing's 2017 earnings conference call. You may find a copy of our Form 20-F that we filed with SEC and in the SEC website, and the ticker DXF or IR on our company website. Joining me on the call is Dunxing's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Wei Qizhi, Dunxing's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. CJ Ng, and myself, Claire Chen, Dunxing's AR manager and interpreter. Please note that we will be making a number of forward-looking statements today, and all such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from the expectations and assumptions mentioned today. Due to a variety of factors that affect the company, including the risks identified in the most recently filed Form 20-F with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Let me turn over to Kevin Wei, who would like to make some introductory comments. I will translate for him. Mr. Wei, please go ahead.
Good evening and good morning. 大家好，欢迎各位参加今天的这个电话会议。我想呢，对大家总结一下2017年的业绩和我们对未来的展望。
Good morning and good evening to everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call. I would like to take this opportunity to summarize the results of 2017 and talk about plans.
感谢大家参加敦信金融控股公司在纽交所上市后的第一次投资者的电话会议。敦信金融是一家在中国湖北武汉设立的一家小额贷款公司，公司主要的业务呢是为这个我们湖北省内的中小企业和个人提供小额贷款的这样一家公司。大家知道在中国啊，我们主要的这个国有大型的商业银行都是为中国的大型企业提供服务的，但是呢中国的中小企业数量非常的庞大，那么中国的这些大银行呢，他们无法满足这些中小企业的非常个性化的巨大的这种需求，因此呢像我们这样的小额贷款公司呢就成了这些市场的一个补充的力量。在过去的这个几十年中啊，中国的中小企业为中国的经济做了巨大的增长贡献。
Thank you everyone for participating in our inaugural investor conference call since our listing under NYSE American. Dunxing Financial is a micro-lending company focusing on lending to individuals and small and medium-sized enterprises. In China, commercial banks mainly provide the lending services to state-owned enterprises and institutions. However, there are a huge number of small and medium-sized enterprises that their financing demand cannot be fully met. So, micro-lending companies can play a complementary role in this market. small and medium-sized enterprises have made a tremendous contribution to China's economic growth for the past few decades.
根据中国银行的2017年12月份的统计数据，中国的小额贷款公司提供了约9799亿贷款给予中小企业，和2016年12月份同比相比呢，增长了 5.7%。 在湖北呢，小额贷款公司提供了约310亿贷款给中小企业，这个同比例呢有点下降 0.3%。 征信金融在2017年的贷款余额是8亿，比2016年呢我们增长了 17.4%。 今天呢我很高兴地宣布，2017年我们的业绩表现十分的优异，我们的利息收入增长了 14%， 达到了1839万美元，净利润达到了516万美元。
According to statistics released by the People's Bank of China, microfinance companies lent about 980 billion RMB yuan to SMEs as of December 27, which is a growth rate of 5.7% year over year. As for Hubei province, where we operate, microfinance companies lent approximately 31 billion RMB yuan to SMEs, which is down 3% year over year. Something official achieved a total loan size of 800 billion RMB yuan in 2017, a year over year growth of 17.4%. Today, the fees announced that we performed well in 2017, with interest income rising 14% to 15 in US dollars, and net income reaching 5.16 million US dollars.
2018, we will continue to strengthen our brand value in Hubei, consolidate our market leading position, and expand our services.
我们相信，中国小额贷款市场虽然经历了十年的发展，但仍然处于早期的发展阶段。这为我们通过有机的增长、拓展新的业务和选择性的收购，继续建造很多的机会。随着行业竞争的加剧，行业内的并购机会也会不断的增加。
We believe that although China's microfinance market has experienced strong growth in the past 10 years, it is still at an early stage of development, providing us with many opportunities for healthy organic growth
new business expansion and selective acquisitions. With the growing intensity of industry competition, consolidation opportunities in the industry will grow rapidly.
德语湖泊省的GDP 高于全国的平均水平, 加上中国金融改革的力度的不断加大, 征信金融在美国上市以后, 这个品牌效应不断提升, 我们公司内部的治理结构不断的完善, 人才队伍质量不断提升, 我们将继续地扩大我们的市场份额, 提高我们的盈利能力, 让我们的业绩更加的强劲, 我们坚信征信金融未来有长远的、更好的、更加顺利的发展。
Thanks to above national average GDP growth rate in Hubei province, increasing efforts of China's financial reform initiatives, as well as increasing improvement of Dongxing Financial's brand effect, internal governance structure, talent quality, our market share will be increased, our profitability will be improved, and our financial performance will become more. So we firmly believe in our long-term sustainable growth. With that, I would like to turn the call over to CJ, who will go through our financials. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. I believe most of you will have more questions to ask Mr. Wei. We'll take your questions after I go through the financials. Before I go through the financials, let me provide an overview of the microfinance industry, our company position within the microfinance industry, and our performance relative to our competitors. Our company provides loans to individuals and small and medium-sized enterprises. These loans are either secured by assets as collateral or guaranteed by a third party. According to statistics published by the People's Bank of China, as of December 31, 2017, there were a total of 283 microfinance lending companies that were registered in Hubei province. The average outstanding loan portfolio for this microfinance lending company was RMB 109 million, whereas our outstanding loan portfolio was RMB 818 million as of December 31st, 2017, which is a year-over-year loan growth of 17.4%. As a result of loan growth, for the full year of 2017, we achieved revenue of RMB 119 million compared to 105 million in 2016, a remarkable increase in total interest and fee income of 14%. Net profit for 2017 was RMB 33 million compared to net profit of RMB 42 million in 2016. The decline in net profit was due mainly to expenses incurred for our listing on the NYSE. This translates into earnings per ADS of $1.05 compared to earnings per ADS of $1.27. This concludes our prepared remarks. We are now ready to take your questions. Operator?
Yes, thank you, CJ. We are now in question and answer session. Please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask questions. To cancel your questions, just press 02. Now please press 01 if you would like to ask questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now in question and answer session. Please press 01 on your keypad if you would like to ask questions. Thank you. The first one to ask question, Ke Chen from Shark Capital. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yes. My first question is regarding your growth strategy. Could you talk about how you're going to grow in the short and long term, especially focus on your loan product? You're talking about expansion in Hubei and also maybe other area like fintech. Please give us some detailed strategy for your short-term and long-term goals. Thanks.
这位投资者的问题是关于我们的中长期的增长的战略，尤其是在这以下几个领域，就是公司的贷款产品在湖北地区的以及在新全新的领域，比如说在金融科技领域方面的一系列的中长期的一些以及短期的战略问题。
好，这个问题我来回答。Thank you, sir. 我来回答这个问题哈，非常感谢这位投资人的问题。
I will answer your questions and thank you for your question first.
我是公司的 CEO 韦奇志。
I'm the chairman and CEO, Mr. Wei.
我们公司呢，2013年成立。那么2013年到2017年呢，我们公司一直的持续的稳健的高速增长。我们各项业务呢，成长性非常好。我们在这之前呢，已经是中国领先的小额贷款机构。我们已经连续的4年被评为中国的小额贷款机构的100强，在全国。我们在我们湖北的排名是排在前列的，同等规模我们基本上我们是第一名，而在我们区我们排名是第一的。
The company is incorporated in 2013.From the 2013 to 2017, the company has maintained the good momentum for healthy and high rapid growth. Currently, we are one of the leading micro lending companies in Hubei province. And for the past 4 years, we have also been ranked as one of the top 100 leadingMicro lending companies across the country. At present, we are ranked first in the Wuchang district of Wuhan province.
我们这次成功的登陆纽交所，在纽交所上市，不是一个偶然的结果，而是我们做了四五年时间的准备，是有备而来。
The successful listing on the NYSE market is the result of our long-term preparations and work over the past years.
我们过去呢就要非常完善的信贷产品系统，信贷产品的体系。
We have a complete loan credit facility system.
我们未来放在新的贷款体系里面，在这种针对中小企业的供应链金融贷款、供应链信贷，以及未来的3C 消费领域的贷款，布局我们的产品线。
In the future, we will mainly focus on the new business areas such as supply chain credit business as well as 3C.Consumer product credit business.
我们的贷款产品系列结构将会覆盖个人消费贷款系列、中小企业供应链信贷系列、 还可能进行这个线上的这个互联网信贷系列，形成一样一个立体的信贷产品体系。
In the future, we will expand our business areas into the following areas, such as the consumer, personal consumer products, credit, as well as SME, supply chain credit business, as well as online credit business areas.
我们公司设立了专门的产品，金融产品的研究中心，这个中心人才非常的精良，对我们公司的产品战略奠定了坚定的基础。
We have also built a new financial product research center, which is full of high quality talents in its team, that have laid a good and solid foundation for our future business development.
我们今年成功地登陆了纽交所，这对我们的品牌有巨大的提升和彰显，而我们将好好的利用这个平台。我们已经制定了系统的扩张策略，那我们今年除了我们武汉市主要武汉市的业务以外，我们将我们的业务复制到我们的武汉周边城市，同时我们也开展了并购的调研准备工作，目前有两个标的物我们会产生行业的并购，这样能够更快的让我们扩大我们的市场份额。我们的业务不仅仅局限于湖北省，面下一步我们要扩张到全国。
This year, the successful listing on the New York Stock Exchange has significantly improved our brand effect in Hubei province as well as in the whole country, and we have also well built a systematic business expansion strategy in the future. Currently, we will mainly focus on the cities in Hubei province, except in addition to Wuhan City. As well as for the future development, we have also the investigation and research for future mergers and acquisition initiatives to rapidly expand our market share to improve our future capabilities.
关于收到了投资人问到了我们未来的中长期的策略和短期的策略，我是这样理解的，我是这样计划的。
We have also developed the following plans for the short term and the medium and long
term. 因为今天我们已经成功地登陆了纽交所，我们成为了中国的一个知名的品牌。
We have built our own brand name in country through the successful listing on the NYSE market.
我们的短期计划是今年、明年、后年这三年，我们要精耕我们的小微信贷市场，主要要把我刚才讲到了前面三个产品系列，我们所面临覆盖的这个市场领域，我们争取做到行业的前列，持续的扩大我们的份额，做强做实。
As for the long-term development goal for this year and the following 2 years, we will focus on the business areas mentioned earlier, and we will target for becoming a leading role in this market to significantly expand our market share in this sector to become and stronger player in this market.
所以说未来的三年我认为是就是我们的短期，就是把我们现有的这个经营管理体系不断的完善。 把我们的信贷业务人才团队质量得到提升，把我们的信贷现有的信贷产品的市场份额持续加大，提升我们的营业额，提高我们的利润率、利润水平。
I believe the following 3 years is so-called the short term for ourselves. We will constantly improve our business of operation system to improve the quality and capabilities of our high quality talents team.Expand the market share of our current business operations, as well as increase our operating revenue and net income.
接下来，我们也在准备未来，我们会向综合金融业务去发展，像投资银行业务、资产管理业务这一类的业务，也是我们未来的方向。
And after the following 3 years, we will focus on growing into an integrated as a financial player in the market to expand our business area into new businesses such as investment banking, asset management, and etc.
好的，我就讲到这里，谢谢这位投资人的问题。
Okay, here is my answer for your question. Thank you.
Thank you. My second question is, can you give some financial guidance for the first quarter or maybe for the full year of 2018 in terms of revenue and net income?
这位投资者提到的第二个问题是关于我们未来的一个财务预测，也就是在2018年的第一季度以及全年关于我们的营收以及利润方面的一个财务预测的问题。
目前的财务呢，我只能说我们的稳步健康的在前进，在推进。预测呢，现在没有办法预测。我觉得如果谈到数据的话，未来由财务审计出具的报告，我会这样更为精准，更为精准。到时候呢，我们正在准备，恰当的时候呢，我们会发布这个盈利的预测报告。
As for the financial guidance, I think at the current stage, we have maintained a healthy and a robust growth in currently. So as for the financial guidance for the first quarter and the full year in 2018, I think the official audit report will be much more accurate. I think at that time you can refer the auditor's report to our financial performance.
我现在正在做的工作就是每天带领我的团队成员在不断的拓展市场，强化我们内部的管理，加强我们的风险控制。我想我们确保了这每一步过程的实现，过程的圆满的完成，结果一定会完美的呈现。
I think our current focus is to expand the business area, consolidate our current market, strengthen the internal governance management and control, and fully improve our risk control capabilities. Afterward, this.Measures to be fully taken, I think there will be a good result for this year.
Thank you.
Okay. My last question is regarding your dividend policy. Are you going to issue dividend for the year 2017?
这位投资者想提出的最后一个问题就是关于股息方面的，就是关于2017年我们公司是否有任何的派息的计划。
谢谢这位投资人的问题。
Thank you for your question.
我相信呢，每一位投资人呢，投资以后都想获得回报。我们经营企业呢，我觉得我们最大的一个目标就是要保证我们股东的利益，要让股东、投资人得到很好的回报，然后呢，才是企业我们自身的回报。
I think it is a good reason for every investor to get to gain a good return from the company from the perspective of the company. At the current stage, protecting the interest and protecting the interest of our shareholders is always our top priority.
我们公司啊刚刚登陆纽交所，我刚才也讲到了我们公司的贷款产品系列，我们的扩张策略，以及我们未来中长期的发展计划。
Since our company is just come to the NYSE market, at the current stage, we will mainly focus on the expansion of our existing business areas and focusing on the medium and long-term strategy for our future development.
我们有这么多的产品系列要去布局，有这么大的市场要去占领，那么肯定的，我们对资金的是非常的渴望的，需要更多的流动资金来补充完善我们的经营，就像打仗要子弹一样。
As for the demand to expanding our loan portfolio and market share, I think the company is now eager to gain the financing from the market, and it is a must-have for the company.
因此我们需要更多的资金用于我们的业务拓展，我们会让我们的业务持续上升，让我们的人盈利水平提升。当我们的经营，我们的各项业务稳定以后，我们现金流十分的丰沛，这个阶段我们还是会也会考虑给我们的投资人股东进行分红。
Now we will expand the current business operations in order to improve our operating profitability, and after company has maintained a steady and good momentum for the development and entering into a stage of steady development, I think at that time the company will consider the dividend distribution to our investors and shareholders.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all for my questions.
Thank you for your questions.
Please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask questions. Thank you. We are now in question and answer session. Please press 01 on your keypad if you would like to ask questions. Thank you. As a reminder, please press 01 on your keypad if you would like to ask questions. Thank you. There seems to be no further question at this moment. I'm going to hand it over to Claire for a closing comment. Claire, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. In closing, on behalf of the entire management team, we'd like to thank you for your interest and participation in today's call. If you require any further information or have any interest in visiting us in China, please let us know. Thank you for joining us today. This concludes our call.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may now disconnect. We thank you and goodbye.
没人了，
没人是吧？好，thank you，thank you，拜拜。
没人了，
没人了。